Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hi, Trista Sutter, nay Ren.
Oh my God, you need to stop that, Bob Guinea, because I don't have a nay for you. You have to.
Have you literally ever read an article about yourself that didn't have that in there? Because every time I am mentioned,
yes,
alongside of you, it always says
a lot.
Trista
People
Sutter,
don't
nay
care. People have gotten past my last name, Bob.
Well, you know, maybe because they didn't know you then, like I did. And so I'm, you know, I'm still hung up in the past. No, I'm not.
Well, I will say my parents have even gotten past it, and they're the ones who knew me when I was.
Yeah, if mom and dad have gotten past it, I need to let it go, I guess.
I think so, maybe. Hi, Bob. How are you? Welcome to the Almost Famous OG podcast, people.
Yay, the podcast. And we are podcast people here in the podcast.
We are podcast people.
I love your hat.
Oh, thanks.
That's really
It's pretty. Actually, I got it at a triathlon, and Hana just told me she just did a triathlon in Hawaii. I'm like so proud of you.
What doesn't Hana do? Honestly.
This I woman. Know, right? Okay, wait. So Tenley's in the waiting room. Our next guest is coming. So let's bring in Tenley.
Yay!
Hello, hello. How are you both?
We are great. How are you?
Great.
So nice to see you. It's been too long.
I know, both of you. I was just going to say, Trista, you look as beautiful as ever. And Bob, you look handsome too.
Oh, shucks. This old thing.
I know. That's how I feel. This old thing.
Ashley, now you are always just such a ray of sunshine. It's always so great to see you. And I will tell you that here at the iHeartRadio podcast family, you are universally adored. Trista, am I lying?
Aww. He's not lying. Everyone was so excited. Like the behind the scenes people, the producers and everyone, Sugarman.
Everyone.
Yeah. All of them. They love you. I mean, as does anyone who's ever met you. So, and
that's very sweet.
Anyway, yes, of course. I just love seeing your face. Is Rel in the house?
She's taking a nap, but she's actually singing right now.
I cannot. I'm like, okay, maybe we'll get to talk to you long enough to where she'll, is she sleeping in a big girl bed?
She is, but you know what we did? And I was so afraid of mom shamers and parental judgments out there. But what we did, because we just moved her. She's such a great sleeper and she is 3 and a half, but she loved her crib so much that I was like, oh no, this is going to just destroy everything. But we moved the crib to the baby that's coming soon, baby's room. And we got her a big girl bed, but like a day bed, and we turned it to face the wall.
Uh-huh.
So she can't get in and out, and she loves it. It's so she's in a big girl bed, but we, for the transitional time while she gets used to like this bigger bed, she's not just getting up in and out of her bed and stuff. So, but yeah, she's in a big girl bed. So she won't be walking downstairs. In fact, she usually actually gives me a nap until it's 2 here right now, until like 4-ish.
Amazing.
She's still a great sleeper. See why I didn't want to disturb anything.
Yeah.
Especially
so Blake, our youngest Blake, who's 2 and a half, just basically stopped napping this weekend.
No.
And it has it's been a grind. We're like, what are you talking about? But his brother was the same way. Grayson stopped napping at like 2 and a half, almost 3. And we thought Blake was going to just crush that and stay as a napper. And man, we're just not feeling so lucky right now.
No, it flips everything. But I don't know. Maybe it's not over, because when Rel turned 2 and a half, we went through like such a drastic, like it was something I couldn't stop crying for like 2 weeks just because of her everything, behavior, sleep changed drastically. And we were like, what just happened? And we kind of kept up with it, and we just kept going through the routine, and it would take, I just kind of took like a week off of work and responsibilities, and I would sit with her and do that. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, she was back to napping, and she's 3 and a half and still napping. So maybe don't give up.
Oh. You know what?
Maybe.
I will take that to heart, because when you said the behavior, I was literally just talking to a friend of mine who's a huge Disney fan, and I am as well. I mean, all parents probably are. But my son, our youngest, has picked up on a few key words that I've noticed show up in a lot of Disney movies. One is fool, where they'll be like, you know, you fool, like, don't do that, you fool. And then the other in the movie Cars, you know, where Lightning McQueen will pull up and he's like, you know, no tires, just gas. Let's go. Let's go. And the guy changing the tires is like, you idiot. So
our
2 and a half. Yeah. I'm changing his diaper this morning. It's like 6 a.m. And he's like, don't touch my diaper, you idiot. And I'm like, what? And then he's like, you're a fool. And I'm like, what is going on? What kind of parent? I must be the worst parent alive. You know?
Such little sponges.
I think it could be worse, Bob. A little bit worse than idiot and fool.
You know, it's funny. I do have a couple examples that some friends shared with me today who I just told that story to. And they're like, oh, that's nothing. Here's what my son said to me at that age, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we also hit the 3 and a half mark, you know? So I think that at these half marks, they definitely, there's like, you know, 2 weeks later, then all of a sudden they're doing like speaking in full paragraphs and like big words and stuff. They're going through so much. But around like that 3 and a half marker, all of a sudden she got mean.
Yeah.
She's back to her sweet, sweet self. So like, it's just like a ride. Being a parent
is a ride.
It is.
I have to say, I wish I could like relate to you both. I'm sure I could back then, but I don't remember anything. So there will be one day when you don't remember. I mean, I remember the good stuff, but I just don't remember the like, they stopped sleeping at 2:30. You know what I mean?
But
so one of these days.
You can't believe Blakeslee has a birthday coming up, doesn't she?
She just did. She just had her birthday. And Henley, she has a driver's permit.
No. How is that even possible? They still give them out at 15?
I was just telling Bob. I took her for a drive around the neighborhood. And she's really anxious. Max could have cared less to drive. Blakeslee is so excited. And I was driving around the neighborhood and all of a sudden, like we're stopped and my car, she's driving my car, is giving like on the dashboard, it's giving this error message. And I'm like, Blakeslee, what was that? She's like, I don't know. I wasn't looking. I don't know. And all of a sudden I look down and I see that her left foot is on the brake and her right foot is on the gas at the same time.
Oh my God.
Like a, I think they call that like a some type of burn or something like that. It's like a street burn.
I'm sure the car was like, no, this is not what's supposed to be happening. Take your foot off of one of them.
Oh my goodness. Should I share a really, really bad moment in my life when I was 15?
Oh my gosh. Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay. I had gotten my permit and my mom thought my dad had me going around the neighborhood and that I had had quite a bit of practice under my belt. My mom had a friend in town. I think we had just picked her up from the airport. So she was still in the front passenger seat. My mom gets into the back. My mom has me get into the driver's seat as we're getting home and to go around the block. And I had my pedals mixed up. And I accelerated as I kept turning. And I drove into a neighbor's fence. And the telephone pole was about this close to the passenger side.
Oh, my gosh.
I could have killed my mom's friend. Thank God I did not. And, or kept driving it further into this person's house. Like this was some extreme, bad. Those pedals are important. I still get
it. Very important.
Years later, like what pedal is the right pedal?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I will share. I will share with her. The Disney princess even makes those mistakes.
Yes. Oh, yes. I did a few, but I like to think that I'm a bad driver now.
Yes. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah. Okay. So how is pregnancy going the second time around?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my body hates being pregnant. I am an older mom, but also that I have all these ballet injuries and just my body's disposition, the way God made me. I just like my body hates it, but it's such a miracle. So I'm obviously so blessed and like this baby moves so much. She's just pushing around and stuff, but it is hard with a toddler.
Yeah.
My pregnancy with Rel was I had debilitating pain from kind of those hip issues and stuff. And I've been able to stay on top of it a lot better this time around, just kind of managing it. So it's not debilitating, but it's still painful and uncomfortable. And then, but add the toddler, I can't decide which pregnancy was harder. Maybe this one. I'm just like exhausted.
My wife went through that on the second pregnancy, especially because she was, I always say she's an incredible mom and a terrible pregnant person, only because when she was dealing with everything, like she would just be sick every day. She would be, exhausted. Then she got a hernia through on her first pregnancy that then in delivery got exacerbated. And then when she got pregnant the second time, it was just like she had a hernia the whole time. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
So she wouldn't like, so I basically became like, I would always say like, well, you're basically on bed rest for the next 9 months because, and I would just like come home from work and come in and it'd be like her life revolved around the couch or the bed because she was so in so much pain all the time. So I can imagine. And then dealing with our oldest now, when she was pregnant the second time, definitely upped the stakes.
It's so hard, but Taylor's been amazing about it. Like I have a lot of guilt. I'm definitely dealing with that guilt of not being the best mom or wife or like housekeeper or all the things that usually I keep track of, and he's totally helping pick up the slack. But like my biggest guilt is like that I just can't do. And he's like, he totally says, you're growing another member of our family. You're growing a human. So that helps a little bit, but
yeah, that's a lot more important than picking up the Legos. You know, I think you got it down. You got the focus in the right place for sure.
Yeah. But we only have almost, 6-ish more weeks, as long as she's on time. Or
you're 34 weeks right now.
I'm going to my 34 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Okay, amazing. So, when was Rel born? Was she early or on time?
She was basically right on time. I went into labor the day after her due date.
I think I remember this, that you were like, okay, I've had a horrible pregnancy. Why can't you just come out?
Just come out. And then, but the labor was a long one and she finally came out. But she was born a couple days after her due date. So right on time. And then I'm hoping, people say seconds usually come a little quicker.
Yeah.
Either of you give me that hope.
Did you have complications in your first pregnancy?
Complications?
Yeah, it took a long time, but were there any complications?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's not too much for the ears, I mean, it's part of the body. They couldn't find my cervix.
Wait, what?
When I went into
how does that happen?
My contractions were 1 to 2 minutes apart. I had labored at home for like a night and a whole day with my mother-in-law, who used to be a doula. She had helped in there, and she's like, okay, time to go to the hospital, check in. Like I said, contractions were 1 to 2 minutes apart, like so gnarly. And I was trying to go unmedicated. And the nurse that was checking us in, she's like, I'm sorry, honey, but I've been doing this for 17 years and I cannot find your cervix. So the Rel had gotten ahead, like it had gotten tucked behind. So I was not able to progress, but my body was still doing all the work. And I kept trying to go until a shift change nurse came in, and like they hadn't told me what I was at or anything. She's like, honey, you finally made it to a 6. And I was just like, a 6? After all this time, hit me up with that stuff. Give me enough. So that's like thinking back to that. No major complications besides like not being able to
get
her moving out. So.
Oh my
God. Wow.
The doctor did pull it forward. He had to go in and find it, which was not comfortable.
No. It couldn't have been. It would have been. Was that before or after you got the epidural?
That was before, because I still spent hours trying to progress on my own.
Oh
my gosh.
But yeah. And I was like, when she said that, I was like, well, do I have one?
Didn't I have one? Oh my gosh.
Like, how can she not find it?
I mean, you have to have a cervix, right? Like,
right.
Isn't like, that biologically necessary when you're delivering?
Correct.
It's part of the prereq, I think.
Yes.
Now, you have mentioned, I thought I heard you say he, then I thought I heard you say she. So do we know the gender?
Yeah, it's another girl.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. So we'll have two little sisters.
She's so cute about it too. I mean, I just, she's so adorable. I want to meet her in person. Just like, so Bob, Tenley came to see Blakeslee. Well, she's come to our house before, but Blakeslee was like a junior
7 years ago.
Later. What?
That'd be like, wait,
7 years. So long ago. She was probably 4 or
2015.
Yeah, okay. So 9 years ago.
Okay. So she was 6. So, so she came and watched her practice at the Junior Denver Bronco cheerleader practice.
Oh my gosh.
The cutest thing. Like to see those cute little girls bebopping around with their pom-poms. Oh my gosh.
That is so awesome. I always thought we were going to have a little girl. I really did. I thought our second baby was going to be a girl. I was convinced. And we were, you know, obviously very lucky to have another boy, and, you know, to have the two little dudes running around is definitely a different experience than I would imagine two little girls or, you know, or even to have a boy and a girl. But it's funny, because every time anyone meets my wife, they're always like, yeah, you're a boy mom for sure. Cause she just gets in there and just starts, you know, she's aggressive. I'm more like a girl dad though. I'm in the background. honey, do you need anything? I'll be over here.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I nannied a little boy for a long time, but and I adored him, and so thought that I'd be a boy mom someday. And then when I had Rel, like, I'm such a girl mom, and you know, yeah. But. Did either of you wait to find out genders, or did you both find out beforehand?
I waited with Max. So first time we didn't want to know. So we just painted the room. There was like a, I don't know if you remember this, Tenley, but there was like a chocolate brown, like stripe, like a horizontal stripe. And then depending on whether it was a boy or a girl, we were going to paint blue or pink stripes. And I think that my dad did it before we actually got home. He did that. So, never mind. It was chocolate brown stripes vertically. And then we painted the horizontal. Yeah. We had like the blue or the pink paint. And, yeah, we didn't find out with Max, which was really fun. Like, I wanted to be traditional in, you know, not finding out. But then with Blakeslee, we just, you know, figured we'd do it differently and see if we could.
It's fun to know, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's fun to be surprised at the end, but I feel like birth itself is enough of a surprise. My sister-in-law has done 3 babies, didn't know any of their genders the whole time. Surprised every single time. But for me, it's like, this is hard. I don't know. I like to visualize and kind of bond with the baby, like try out names and stuff like that.
We were told originally that our second was twins.
What?
And I lost my mind because I was, I'm 53 right now and my son is 50, is 2.5. So I was 50 and I'm like, twins? And I almost had a heart attack. I almost literally had a heart attack on the spot. And then they came back like a week later, and I'm like, I finally got my head around it. And I'm like, oh my God, this would be amazing if it's a boy and a girl, because then we get the girl and, or two girls. I mean, yeah. And then the guy's like, it's a boy. And the doctor's like, it's a boy. And like kind of forgot that he told us it was going to be twins. And this guy's not like a quack or anything. I don't know what happened, but I'm like, okay, that's the first one. Because this was during COVID. So I couldn't even go to the appointment.
Oh, like, right.
Shannon's getting the ultrasound, and I'm sitting at home, like on my phone watching, Grayson. And I'm like, and he's like, and what? I'm like, well, you said it's a boy. What's the other one? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, dude, a week ago, we had twins coming. And he's like, sorry, the reading was, off and, whatever. Nope, just one. The other boy in there. I'm like,
what?
Okay. Yeah. So I was.
Did your son eat his twin?
Yeah. You know what? The way this kid eats, that's very possible. It's probable, in fact.
I'm just kidding.
No, believe me. He's a grocery getter, this one. But yeah, he, if he did, then I'm sad to hear it. But no, something happened. We don't know what happened.
Wow.
But it was crazy.
That's about crazy. Emotions.
Oh my gosh. No, I was like crying. I'm like, no. Then I'm like, okay.
I mean, for you, yes, but your wife, I can't even imagine the emotions she's going through, thinking, oh my gosh, my body is going to be housing two twins, not just one.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she's 5'3". Like, she's like, what? I couldn't even. She's like, your kids are huge. Now, the first one came out, he's like 9 pounds. Where am I going to put it? I'm like, I don't know.
No kidding. Two of them. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that's so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too. with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Baby names. Do you have baby names? And you're probably not going to share, but do you have them picked out?
We do. We definitely have a top contender, and we won't name her until we meet her, and we're not sharing it. I gave a hint on Instagram, but I don't think it will help, but I'll say two things. Ooh. It was one of our top boy names.
Okay.
Is definitely what we were going to name our boy. It's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I'm sure my parents, when I first her name, if we name her, like, they'll probably be like, huh? And I'll just say, but you named me Tenley. So
yeah, right.
It's also a part of a song that we love. And so a lot of people started guessing names from songs, but I'm just saying, those are my two hints. It was a boy name, and it's part of a song we love.
Interesting.
I love it.
Now you got my head, like, I'm spinning right now. In my mind, I was like, right when you said it first, it was like a top boy name. I'm like, Shane. And I don't know why. I've never even thought of that.
That's cute.
Yes.
Oh, for a girl, that is cute, actually.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. I love boy names for girls.
Yeah, we went with Blake for our son. And we were expecting it to be a girl, and we were going to name her Blake. And so we had Blake for either one. So I like the names that can go in the different direction. You know, exactly. I mean, Tenley and Trista are both such, you know, boring, basic names. And then you got like a real original one like Bob, and people are like, oh my God, how do I get my head around a name like that? You know?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go back and look at your Instagrams and see around when you were giving birth and see if there's any clues.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, right. She probably not. She deleted it. If there
is. Yeah, no, there's not. I don't think there's anything out there. My like my best girlfriends and my sister, like all trying to remember. Like, yes, you saw your baby name list at one point. What was on there? What was on there? And they can't. Yes. Come well, that's it. But so we'll see. But songs, it's unique. Yeah. I feel
and
like.
Do you have your room ready? Is the nursery ready to go?
There's furniture in there. There's decals on the wall. We're waiting for some blinds. And like now it's time for me to organize and like wash Rel's old clothes and have a sprinkle coming up in a few weeks and weekend. And so maybe there will be a little extra things that will help me fill in the space and make it feel like it's a functional room. So yeah, it's coming along.
That's so
exciting.
Yeah, it is fun.
I love it.
So today we posted this picture. We had Easter this weekend with our family.
Well, happy
because we were out of town the week before. And we took a family picture. And we don't get a bunch of them. Like we try, but they're always ruined. And so we have one. And my oldest son is holding a pink egg. And I realized no one reads my captions. Because I think my captions are kind of funny. Apparently no one reads them. Because
nobody
they're all
reads
like
captions. I write
you're having a little girl? Are you announcing a girl? I'm like,
oh, that's funny.
They're like, well, look at in the second picture. Why is Grayson got an angry face? Because my son is like this. Everyone else is smiling. And he's like,
you took away the iPad.
Thank you, Tristan. At least someone's paying attention to what I say around here. And I'm like, you know, read the thing. I took his iPad away to get a picture taken. And he was angry. And they're like, oh, we thought he was mad. He was getting a sister. Sure. I'm like, my mom, I thought he was mad. He was getting a sister. So I'm like, mom, I'm like 80. Like, what do you, I don't want to do this to a child. Like,
stop it.
I mean, honestly,
stop it.
I'm going to be like, if I had a kid, right? If we got pregnant right now, I would be 71 when that little rugrat turned 18. What a disservice that I'm going to be like an old 71.
You're young at heart.
Yeah, you're young at heart. And also there was a statistic going around, maybe it's not a statistic, but like something was going around Instagram saying the older parents actually live longer.
Oh, that's probably true.
And so, I mean, I'm going to live till I'm 100. Because my children
how old are you right now?
I'm going to be 40 when this baby's due date's around my birthday.
That's awesome.
So are you high risk? Because I was like 36, I feel like, and I was high risk. Are you high risk?
No, I'm not high risk, but I am geriatric.
Yeah, that's a nice number, right?
What?
You're 32. Is it 32 or 33 when they say you're geriatric?
35, I think.
35, okay.
So I think, and I was that when I was pregnant with Rel too. But yeah, they, you know, my doctor's office is so sweet about it. I think it's pretty common now, like that people are getting pregnant later in life. And I have a couple of friends that had babies in their 40s. And so, you know, and thankfully I have no like other complications or anything that would cause me to be high risk, but they do treat you differently. And maybe they've changed how they call what they call it and how they treated you 16 years ago. But now I can't believe that. but now a couple more like anatomy scans, which obviously you don't have to do them, but I'm like, might as well. Yeah. And then
anatomy scans? Is that the same?
So they look at the baby, like I have to go to a specialty doctor to like see the baby in like, they do the 3D and then they look at all the like the blood and like the valves of their little chambers of their hearts and like brain and just like really watching growth basically checking on baby a little bit more.
Amazing.
So far so good.
That's
I love
so
it
awesome. And you is Brel loving getting ready for baby?
That's
baby
what I was
sister
gonna say. Yeah.
She's really excited and she keeps saying it's almost May. In May, my sister comes. Mom, is it May? Is Grandma Beth coming yet? My mom's going to come down. My parents will both come down, but my mom will be here hopefully in time for, I want baby to come early. So I have my mom coming early enough. So she'll be here to hang out with Rel. But so Rel's kind of like focused on those things, but I think her world's going to be rocked quite a bit, but I'm doing the best I can in kind of like talking to her already about like, you know, mommy's going to hold the baby a lot. but you, and I'm going to take care of the baby. She's going to need mommy a lot. You're going to share mommy, but just let me know if you need special mommy in real time. Yeah. And obviously,
aw, that's sweet.
I'm trying to already tell her that she can ask.
Oh, you're doing it,
even though I'm going to need to probably make sure I'm doing it just as much, because she's not going to know to ask. But
that's very mindful of you. That's really thoughtful.
Well, I'm the oldest child in my family. My sister came 5 years after me. So I think that there must be some scars there.
Some deep rooted.
I had 5 years of my parents to myself. So I think my world was rocked a little bit. So I am very sensitive to becoming an older sibling.
That's so sweet.
Really sweet. That's really sweet. I think just being cognizant of it and making sure that you still make time for just you and Rel is really special.
Well, we've had like really just like, she's been my best pal. Like I love our routine and I love just how we do life and the things that we do together. And just, I don't know, she's made being a mom really fun besides those half markers, those really hard parenting days. But I am prepared for her world to be rocked a little bit, but she's excited. I think she gets it pretty much.
Does she have other friends who have little babies in their house?
Yeah. And like cousins too. Like her youngest cousin is 1.5. So she saw her aunt being pregnant and when he was new, although she was still younger at that point, but she kind of gets it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, other than us, I want to shift gears a little bit here. Other than us, how often are you keeping up with the Bachelor world? Do you keep your like a toe in the pool at all and like watch the show, or where are you at with all that stuff?
Of course I watch the show. I'm still a fan of watching the show. Probably not as diligently like on top of it as like I once was without a child, but Taylor watches it with me, but he's still never seen any of my shows, which is fine with me.
Yeah. Canyon claims, my wife claims she never saw my season either, yet her mom will be like, oh, you were my favorite Bachelor. Of course. Yeah. So I'm like, interesting. So Jessica never watched it, yet she lived at home at that time. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. But I was going to say, like, did Taylor ever, he's never been curious enough to dig through the archives?
Well, so he actually, like, he doesn't remember it, but he did watch, like, the first night of my season because there was a girl that had gone to his school, Christina McCaslin, who went to Rancho, what school did they go to? anyway, Santa Fe Christian. Okay. And Christina had been like in Taylor's sister's year or something. And so they did watch the first night. But he doesn't remember. Taylor's actually younger than me. So he was quite young when I was on, but, he hasn't really shown any curiosity. I'm like, if the only one I'd actually feel comfortable with him watching is the very first on The Bachelor with Jake, because I am such a different person from that when I was on that. And I just grew so much from then on. And then, it was an important part of my life, but I turned it on cause it was on Hulu and I had seen it and he was like on a call to China for work sitting on the couch. And so I started kind of watching it out of curiosity. And all of a sudden I saw myself kiss Jake and I was like, well, never mind. I don't feel comfortable watching this. So I turned it off. But he's seen little clips here and there. And
Would you show the girls when they get older?
Yeah. I think it's kind of, I think it's cool. I think to see those moments of me having like affection with other men, not Bachelor Pad. I'd be okay with Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, but Bachelor Pad, like there was a kissing contest and I participated in it and it's just like stupid. So I like the thought of the Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise were some of my very, very like, there was a lot of growth and positive stuff that came from all of that. But I would let the girls watch it someday, but maybe not the affection with other men. How do you handle that, Trista?
You know, it's funny. I just got asked this question again. I feel like we used to get asked the question, what is the secret? You know, that was our number one. And now I feel like it is, what would you, you know, yeah, something about the kids. Would you let them be on the show? And I always say it would be super hypocritical if I didn't support them because it's how I met their father. But I feel like it's just, for me, it's very different because, you know, there was so much controversy when they announced that I was going to be the first bachelorette and people thought that I was going to look like a slut and they were calling me all, you know, all these names without even knowing who I was. So I went into it really kind of really thoughtful about who, you know, what I looked like to my grandma, to, you know, to all of these people, to the people who were clearly going to be judging me. Right.
Right.
And so I think that, I mean, I've shared this. I just did Chris Harrison's podcast and we were talking about it and like Jamie Blythe on one of the dates, which Bob was on, he asked me for a kiss and I was like, well, how about on the cheek?
Can we tell the backstory to this? So I've heard
this story before.
I've said this to Tristan before, but you handled yourself masterfully on that show. And I think that you were always like, you were such a lady and so just, I don't know, perfect.
Intentional.
Yeah, very intentional. And it was like, you know, she really set the tone, I think, for my season and for seasons after that. Like, I remember saying to the 30 women on the first night, I'm like, look, you guys, I just came off the best like experience and I want you all to have this as well. So don't fight with each other. Cause this is no prize here. Yeah. This is a disaster. So you don't want this. Now, just, I never had to say that, but I'll never forget. So they came up to me and Trista, you might remember this. We were at the beach and they came up to me and they're like, it was Jason Carbone. And he goes, he hands me two Coronas and he's like, here you go, buddy. Trista is waiting for you on the beach and she's excited to kiss you. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, I go. On a group date with eight dudes, she just walked up to you and said, man, I can't wait to kiss Bob. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, nice try. Try it with somebody else, bro. I'm like, look, I got a sister. If someone tried to mack on my sister on a group date, I would kill that guy. And so anyway, I go and grab myself a beer and come back to find Jamie to tell him this ridiculous story that Carbone just tried to talk me into. And I look and there's Jamie on the beach with Trista going in for it. Trista's like, oh, not a chance. And so afterwards, we're in the limo, and I'll never forget it. And we're all toasting, you know, and I'm the one, of course, who's like, you know, everyone, let's raise a glass to Trista. And now I'm like trying to protect myself. So I'm like, Trista, I just want to say, you know, this has to be really difficult for you to be on a group date like this with a bunch of people. And I hope you don't think that if someone doesn't try to kiss you on the beach, that, you know, that means they're not interested in you or find you lovely and wonderful. And Jamie Blythe looked at me, he's going, I'm like, just like if someone does try to kiss you on the beach, that doesn't mean that they're, you know, the total leech, you know, we're all, but it was like so funny because Tristan, you just handled it so great. You would just giggle and make it all nice. And we'd be like, okay, now we're moving on, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, I feel like that's totally different from like back those days. You know, I was very intentional about not being physical with people or at least giving into it when I really, truly felt it. And now it's like everyone kisses everyone. Like everyone is kissing the first night, right?
Night one.
So it's hard. It's hard to watch. So knowing that it's changed a lot, it's evolved, the show has evolved a lot. If my friends or my kids ever wanted to see it, at least I can preface things and then also like, if they ever wanted to go on the show, I would just have some conversations.
Beforehand. Yeah. Some guiding conversations. Yeah.
Yeah.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works. And for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too. With deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
I always thought Tenley was going to be a bachelorette. I remember after watching Jake's season, and then especially after watching the post-season interview that the two of them did. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Jake and...
Deanna.
Yes. Deanna, uh-huh. And I remember watching that going, oh my God. Like, who would do, I was just blown away. But I remember literally from watching like night one of that show, I remember thinking Tenley's going to be the next Bachelorette. There's no
way. Did they ask you, Tenley?
The conversation, not like a proposal, but Elon definitely was kind of, I felt like he was kind of pursuing me because he would come to my house in Huntington Beach and he'd hang out with my family and stuff. I felt like they were still kind of keeping close. Like, I mean, I wanted to believe that he was a true friend and he was, but at the same time, I felt like once it was offered to Allie that then I it, it, things changed. So, yeah. But they definitely had dangled some stars in my eyes. Like, I remember coming home from St. Lucia after being dumped and not being proposed to, which, you know, I know that was in definitely the best way for me to go. But anyways, yeah. They were like, oh, Dancing with the Stars and maybe The Bachelorette, like all of these things that were definitely sounded really cool. But you know what? I for sure would have been a horrible bachelorette. I don't think that my heart could have handled it. It is hard. And I think I would have, I mean, how do you, like, I know that you have to put it in the work and stuff because I watched them, but I think I would have picked out a guy within the first, like my top guy, like I really quickly my heart be like, I'd let my heart go all into him. How do you fake it and put on a show? Yeah. Like, I don't know that I could have.
That was hard for me too. For sure. Yeah. I get that. But you just, I guess you just compartmentalize, you know, you try to keep it separate for every person.
I know. Which is, and
it's tough.
I can't even imagine. So but life obviously went the right way for me. It was quite a journey until I finally met the one, but here we are.
That's okay. I love those kind of stories. It doesn't matter when, because you have the rest of your lives together. So,
And you know, I think too, it's like one of those things too. I mean, I can say this from my bachelorette and bachelor experience, of course, but as long as it ends up in the right place, you know, all of those experiences are what got you there. Right. Yeah. So like, I mean, I think about that and I hate to ask this question, but it's on a list of questions to ask. So I hope you don't mind me asking it.
Okay.
But most recently, one of your exes showed up on Instagram with his new partner, right?
Yeah.
So Kipton and Angela kind of went public on Instagram. And do you keep up with any of that stuff? And you know, is that something that you saw happening or you thought you could see happening if you knew both? Obviously you knew Kipton, but if you knew Angela as well from seeing her on TV, did you kind of see that happening? And, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, so we live kind of in a small town and he's the reason why I ended up where I live. And then I ended up meeting my husband because I lived here. So that all worked out great. And I'm very happy for them because I think he's, you know, it's been years since we were together. Yeah. This is the first like real public relationship he's had besides the mother of his child. And that was close after we had broken up, but So I think that this is a big deal, but what I have seen it coming between the two of them, I do not know how they met, but what's funny is our little small town, I don't even need to get into the details, but I had heard like he had a girlfriend and who she was because of another one of my friends who's in the franchise too, Crystal Nielsen, or now Crystal. She was taking Pilates at our girlfriend's Pilates studio and there was Kip and she's like, oh, hey, weren't you Tenley's ex, you know? And they started talking and Angela used to be friends with Crystal. And so she,
oh my gosh,
what? And then I'm like, wait, that's too close to my circle.
Pump the brakes, guys.
Kip and I run into each other, not very often, but we do. And it's always cordial and fine and wonderful. But I mean, my church is across the street from his house.
Oh my gosh.
We never see each other, but it's just like, there's lots of ties and stuff, but it's so funny how small the world it is, because I think it was like 3 weeks ago that I kind of got the news that he was in a relationship with somebody from the show or the franchise. And I was like, oh, that's, how did they meet? You know? So I don't know the story, but happy for them, especially because if they've gone public with it, and I think it's been like over a year that they've been together. So,
Oh, wow.
That's a long time to
then go public. Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
I
think it's a big deal. So I'm happy for it, especially if this is the one for him or for her. So.
Wasn't it funny? You're so sweet. Isn't it nice? Like, I think about a lot of time, like when someone, you know, like for example, with my season, when Estella finally got married and I was like, oh, is she? Oh my God, she's so good, right? I love her studio quotes. But I was so happy for her because she's so sweet and wonderful and kind. And it was like, people were like, well, are you excited for her? I'm like, what do you think? Of course I am. I mean, I loved her. So I'm very excited for her and I want her to be as happy as I am. And, you know, when you see someone who hasn't found that person, when you know what's inside of them and, you know, it's like to them when they finally do, you're just sort of like, okay, it's not like it's your responsibility for them to be happy in their lives. But once they finally are, you can kind of go, okay, I can get back to my life now or something. I don't even know, you know, not that you weren't, but yeah.
But, and then for me also, like my life is established and I finally found the person that I was actually meant to be with and stuff. And he was, and Kip was definitely a part of my journey and getting there and growing up and learning things about myself and just, you know, past relationships are a big part of your life. But at the same time, like, you know, it's not something I think about on a daily basis, but when it came up, the great news and also just really funny how like actually tied into my, there's details of it all that are just so funny of how small my world is.
That is funny.
When it comes to that. But yeah, Estella, I love her. She's such
Love that you go with it, that you're doing her class, like her, I love that.
So when I'm not pregnant, but she is so sweet. And then she actually, long time ago when I was dating Kip, she briefly went on a few dates with one of Kip's friends. So way back when.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She's so happy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I would like to see a tree of all of us. Like how, you know, how they connect everyone.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Cause there are a lot of connections that I think that we don't even know about.
100%. I bet there's tons of connections. I mean, I had a few other little flings, but
I don't know one of those. You don't need to go there.
Oh, no, we don't need to go there. But it's so funny. But there should be some sort of like, family tree just out of for comedic or out of curiosity. Yes. Some sort of like intertwining or like Oprah special of
like an expose. What is a tree that has like a billion branches? Because that would be my tree and I don't even want to look at that. No desire. Don't need to see that tree.
It would take forever. It would take
It would take forever, Bob. You're that old.
Only Tenley can say it.
No, that's not how it would take.
I know you weren't saying it that way. I just like to harass him because he's just that much older than me.
I'm a fossil. Like we always say that, you know, Trista's like the fairy godmother of the franchise, and I'm the grandfather, like the great great grandfather of the franchise.
You're the Bob father.
The Bob father. There we go. Yeah.
The Bob father.
The Bob father.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we have loved seeing you. I love seeing you. I wish it was just in person. Please give Rel a humongous hug. And thank Taylor for letting us borrow you for a minute. And good luck with the delivery. I can't wait to see beautiful baby girl.
Thank you. Yeah, prayers. And if you don't mind, just put in an extra like request with God that this baby will come, you know, maybe 2 weeks early. That would be lovely.
There you go.
Yeah, right?
When is the due date? When is the due date, Tenley? You said May. When is it? Do you
May 22nd.
Okay, so 2 weeks early would be May 8th, which is a magical day. That's my birthday. Oh, so there we go.
Three babies.
All right, I'm pushing for it.
Not too early, because my mom doesn't get here until the 10th, and I need my mom to be here for Rob.
Oh, good call. Right. Good call. Right. Yeah, so we'll go May 11th.
Yeah. Tenley, we love you. Thank you so much.
We love you, Tenley. Thank you so much.
So happy to have seen both of you, and hope everything's well for both of you, too.
Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Trista, she is so lovely.
She's just the best. She's one of my all-time faves. Like one of my probably closest friends from the franchise that, you know, that's not a lead or whatever, but.
Yeah. You two have a lot. I've always thought when the couple times that I got to spend time with her, she reminds me of you in a lot of ways. Like you guys have similar characteristics.
I take that as a huge compliment.
I mean it as one. I sincerely do. I think for both of you, I mean, I think it's a nice compliment. You guys are both like you pay attention to the people you're talking to, and you know, it's just it's nice. You like engage and you listen and you laugh and you know, share parallels and stuff like that. And she's just, I mean, only she would obviously I was feeling so awkward to ask her the Kipton question, and only she could make me feel good about it, you know? And I was like, oh, thank God she's so sweet about it, you know?
She is.
So,
she is. Yeah. The sweetest. I mean, she truly was a Disney princess. So, like,
yeah.
she's sugar from the cane, like sugar from the cane.
Amen. Well, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up. Obviously, having Ten Leon is just the tip of the iceberg, but a beautiful tip of the iceberg, of course. And I'm so excited because we've got so much lined up over the coming weeks. So, you know, thank you guys so much for listening in and for requesting more of the OGs. We'd love it.
And I actually, with that note, I would love to hear from people if there's anyone that you just wonder what's going on in their lives from early seasons, someone that you really liked. I'd love to hear from you. I'm sure Bob would too. So if you want to reach out to the Almost Famous Instagram page and just DM them and give them some requests, we would love that.
We would. And you know, it's funny, after hearing Tenley talk, I mean, someone I haven't even thought to reach out to is Jake Pavelka.
So, okay, I have a story.
Yes.
When you first mentioned it, or when his name was brought up, I was like, oh my gosh, you just reminded me. He reached out to me on Instagram like last week, and I forgot that. Text messages and DMs. I swear, if I don't write back right that second, then I forget or it gets buried or whatever. So I am going to write him right now. He wrote me and just said, hey, how is everything? I just wanted to check in and say hi. I was like,
we've got to have him on. And, you know, I want to give a special shout out to one of our listeners, Angela. You know, Angela, after every one of our podcasts, will, you know, she'll reach out and she'll write something and she'll be like, you know, I was listening to the show and, you know, blah, blah. It's just always like, she's really just very sweet. And, you know, she listened to our last podcast with Evan.
Awesome.
Yeah. She listened to our last podcast with Evan and reached out about that and just was like talking about how sweet he seems to be. And she loves how compassionate you are and just, you know, how funny we are together. And I love her recaps because it makes me feel like, I don't know. It makes me feel like somebody's listening and someone actually cares and, you know, is paying attention. It's not just my mom. So that's nice.
And my mom.
Yeah, it's not just our moms. You know, they're like, my mom's like, oh, you guys have the best podcast. I'm like, Mom, you don't even know how to listen to a podcast. I send it to you.
Right.
She's like, I know, but I really love it. I just really love it.
Oh, okay.
So thanks, well, anyway, Angela.
We love you, moms. We love you. Shout out to our moms and to Angela And then, yeah, to everyone out there, if you have any requests, just reach out on the Instagram page or DM us directly, of course.
Yes.
But always fun chatting, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye, everybody.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula, to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.